beings tend to do, tend to forget that there is another way to perceive things. There's another way. And when we can't perceive it ourselves, ask someone to help you. A practitioner is trained in the art and science of affirmative prayer, trained that they see the truth that you maybe can't see or feel for yourself. You may be able to form the words, but maybe you can't feel the feelings. They can help you. So this is a shout out to our practitioners, and there's more about practitioners later in my message. The message this morning is entitled, Are You Afraid of Defeat? Are you afraid of defeat? It comes from our book, The Alchemist. And the whole idea, first of all, you have a clue right there. Are you afraid? The word fear is in it. If there's fear in it, it's a wrong thought. Are you afraid of anything? The answer is no, because there's no such thing as fear. Ernest Holmes says fear is simply misplaced faith. It's faith in something other than God, faith in something other than good. So if I am afraid of defeat, first of all, I'm not thinking positively, I'm thinking negatively. Ernest Holmes says on page 450 of the textbook, he gives a little essay on success and what is success. And he says, success starts in the mind. For the mind of the person who intends success, success will be their experience. And paragraph two is, and the same is true that the person who intends failure is going to have failure. You never can escape your own consciousness. But then he says this. He says, and I actually tweeted about this morning. I like this so much. He says, I changed it to they to be inclusive of everyone. Each should train themselves and should do so consciously to conceive of themselves as a success. Put your hand on your heart. Say with me, I am a success. I am a success. I am a success right now. And no matter what's going on in your life, you are. You're either a successful success or a successful failure or somewhere in between, right? But you're successful right now. Your consciousness is demonstrating itself. Your life is showing. By the way, the practitioners, my prayer request last week was that the home that I've been renting sells immediately with a short escrow, and I find something else here in San Clemente, I'm in a short escrow. I move on the 27th of October. Thank you, practitioners. Very like, oh, okay, that's great. He says, sailing on that boundless sea of livingness, upon whose bosom we are carried forward, we should go from success to greater success. All thoughts of failure or depression must be erased from the mentality, and positive thoughts of achievement should take their place. Have faith in God, in life, and in your fellow human beings. In God, in life, and your fellow human beings. Know that right is might. Get some degree of real conviction and stay with it. Are you convinced in who you are? Are you convinced in the certainty of your own success? He says, and this is what I tweeted, the cosmic mind is neither wishy-washy or nilly-willy. The cosmic mind is neither wishy-washy nor willy-nilly. It is a positive stream, certain of itself and sure of its outcome. Certain of its outcome. So if I'm certain of my outcome, I certainly wouldn't be certain of defeat, would I? I'd be certain of success. Certain of whatever it is that I desire. In the story that we've been reading in The Alchemist, the boy finally gets to the pyramids. And he knows he's guided to be digging where he's digging. He's digging and digging and digging and digging. There's nothing but sand. There's nothing but sand. And these men come and attack him and beat him up and go through his possession. He says he's got nothing, but of course the alchemist had given him a little bit of gold. So he has the gold, they steal the gold. He has nothing. They say, Are you sure? You must have sold this. He tells them about the treasure, that he had two dreams about this treasure here in the pyramid, seeing the pyramids. It must be here. And they laugh derisively, and they mostly go away. But one guy comes back, and he says, "You are a fool. I had a recurring dream that there was a treasure in Spain, hidden in this part of a church, his hometown. I had a recurring dream, but I was not a fool enough to go across the desert, across the ocean, to Spain." But indeed, when we read the prologue, we find out that, yes, indeed, he found the treasure. His treasure was given to him, but that boy telling him he was a fool. Can you? So what, I blogged about this years ago when I was in eighth grade. We had to learn poetry, and we memorized lots of poetry, and I actually liked that. My dad used to recite poetry easily. And one of the poems, you may or may not know Robert Service. He's known for the cremation of Sam McGee. He's also shooting of Dan McGrew. So the cremation of Sam McGee, he wrote a beautiful poem called Carrying On. And this is the verse, the second verse. "And so in the strife of the battle of life, it's easy to fight when you're winning. It's easy to slave and starve and be brave when the dawn of success is beginning. But the man who can fight, success and defeat with a cheer, there's the man of God's choosing. The man who can fight to heaven's own height is the man who can fight when he's losing." And for us to remember that every circumstance that is put on our path is there by right of consciousness. If we refuse to label it good or bad, if we just say this is something that is, and it either will have a message for us to keep going in that direction or to change course and go in a different direction. It's just being. Neither good nor bad, just being. So, Theodore Roosevelt's inaugural speech had this key sentence: "The only thing to fear is fear itself." And that is the whole thing, isn't it? If we are, anytime there's fear anywhere in our life, we're on the wrong track. We're saying that here's a place where God is not. And what we know is that there is not one spot where God is not. God is everywhere present. So even in the midst, in the muck and mire of things, God is. As Emerson says, something sings in the muck and mire of things. So no matter where you are, there God is. I thought it was very interesting this week that my roommate is Catholic, and she has been watching the Pope. So I've seen a lot of the Pope, which was really great. One of the things I noticed, and those of you who are longtime religious scientists or Unity will know this, we used to always close all of our services with the peace song. Well, it was the Pope spoke at Ground Zero, and this choir of children sang the peace song. My roommate was saying, "Wow, what a beautiful, you know, it's like now the whole world owns the song that was actually given to, I think it was to Unity by Jill Jackson years ago when she wrote it. It was, "This is my gift to this movement, to this New Thought movement. Let there be peace on earth, and let it begin with me." That was in the 50s. Here we are in the 2015. And yet, in an interfaith where the Pope honored the other religions and the other religions all honored one another, interfaith meeting, these children sang the peace song. I'm certain success is ours. I'm certain it's ours. I'm certain it's yours. And I'm certain that whatever you want wants you. whatever your heart is calling you to do is already yours. As Reverend Judy said in her opening prayer, it's already yours. So, part of what I'm going to do now is I'm going to honor our three newest practitioners. So I would like to call forward Karen Meyer, Jill Burnett, and Dave, if you would bring Amy. Amy did her class via Skype, the whole thing, or most of the whole thing. So she's now on Dave's computer. And then Kim, if you can come forward, and Dave, if you can come forward to stand with them. And then all of the practitioners, if you would come and stand behind them. This is very important. So let her see the congregation.
Hi, Amy. You look beautiful.
Hi, Amy.
Okay.
Congratulations.
So I'm going to ask you a series of questions. The likely answer, the three of you, is I do. Likely. Unless it isn't. Then it'll be whatever you want. Then I'm going to ask the congregation. And your answers will also be, I do. And this is so exciting. Okay. So, Karen Meyer, Jill Burnett, Amy Greenroyd, are you prepared to take on the responsibility of being a practitioner of religious science, and do you fully understand the depth of such commitment?
I do.
There are certain ideals set forth to which practitioners strive to adhere. First, the practitioners are charged to maintain a state of spiritual awareness by praying daily for the expansion of their own consciousness in order to be mentally and spiritually prepared to meet any condition. Do you dedicate yourself to this? Practitioners remain dedicated to their primary function, which is spiritual mind treatment or affirmative prayer. This is done on behalf of clients at their request. The practitioner also dedicated to being a spiritual light and resource, practicing and teaching the principles of science of mind. Do you dedicate yourselves to this ideal?
I do.
Practitioners maintain a relationship of confidence, integrity, and trust with all clients. This means no cases or demonstrations are ever discussed unless the client has given permission. Do you dedicate yourself to this ideal?
I do.
Practitioners recognize there is only one healing power in the universe working in and through all healing professions. However, practitioners of religious science confine their practice to the principles of science of mind and do not offer legal, medical, or personal advice, nor engage in psychological therapies as part of their practitioner work. Do you dedicate yourselves to this ideal?
I do.
Practitioners serve as role models. The conduct, speech, and personal appearance of the practitioner need at all times to reflect the dignity of the profession. Do you dedicate yourself to this ideal?
I do.
The practitioners are spiritual practitioners. Practitioners are spiritual practitioners and are spiritual leaders in their spiritual community and dedicate themselves to the full support of their center, the ministers, its teachings, programs, and ministry. Do you dedicate yourselves to this ideal?
I do.
And finally, and perhaps of greatest importance, practitioners recognize the inner authority of the Spirit that has called them to this holy work, and are inwardly guided in all circumstances in order to outwardly demonstrate the kingdom of God. Do you dedicate yourselves to this ideal?
I do.
As you have personally dedicated yourself today to these high ideals, so it shall be. According to the commitment of your heart and mind, you are engaged in a very specialized and necessary work. We need you. Centers for Spiritual Living needs you. The Center for Spiritual Living Capistrano Valley needs you, and the world needs you. We see you continuing to be guided and blessed as your dedication blesses us. In the name of the ministers and practitioners of Centers for Spiritual Living, I applaud you. Okay, we applaud them. Now to the congregation. Do you promise to support these practitioners through your own prayers and to allow them to support you in times of your own need? Say, I do. In the name of the Center for Spiritual Living and the members of our congregation, I acknowledge you for dedicating your life to continuously practicing the presence of God. We acknowledge you for committing yourself to your own personal spiritual growth. Now, I want you to repeat after me. We acknowledge you for the demonstration of peace and harmony in your life. We acknowledge you for the demonstration of abundance and health in your life. We acknowledge you for radiating divine order, love, joy, and harmony. We acknowledge you for committing your entire life to being a practitioner of God. We acknowledge you for committing your entire life to being a practitioner of God, for being a practitioner of Centers for Spiritual Living. And for being a practitioner here for the Center for Spiritual Living, Capistrano Valley. And for being a practitioner on the entire planet.
And for being a practitioner on the entire planet.
You are awesome.
You are awesome.
We love you.
We love you.
And so it is.
And so it is.
Our newest practitioners. And you all may be seated. Well done. Yep, that's it. That's it. So now she can get back to watching the live program. Practitioner consciousness is so important. Ernest Holmes says anyone who practices the science of mind is a practitioner. But those who study and become licensed practitioners of the science of mind have dedicated themselves to practicing not only for themselves, but for their community and for the organization. We are deeply blessed by all our practitioners and all of you that have taken these courses. I know many of you have taken all these courses many times and you didn't want to be practitioners. So I salute you also because everything, every time a thought is raised, it blesses everyone around you. It's like the pebble in the stream blesses. It makes ripples, and it's rippling out waves of love, waves of success. So I dedicate to each of you this morning. You already are a success. Fear is a non-thing. It's faith in something other than God. And there is only God, and so it is. So it is. Diane. Are you going to sing your song from there? Okay. I was thinking that maybe I would not do a prayer or do a very short prayer.
Whatever you want.
Okay. Maybe a very short something. Go
for your prayer. We don't need my preaching.
Okay.
I'll support it after.
Okay, great. All right. So my prayer today is one of gratitude. My heart is so open and wide with God's love and in gratitude for God's love, for the gifts of consciousness that every person brings. Every person who thinks a thought of good, every person who knows that there is a choice, every person who is reminded that the presence of God, the presence of divine life, divine mind is right where they are right now. So I give thanks for every person, for our three new practitioners. I give great thanks for every person in this room who practices the science of mind in any way, for every person in every room, for all of the practitioners in our whole organization, in all of the organizations, I give thanks. For together, we are making a difference in this world. Let there be peace on earth. And it has begun with me. It has begun with us. With my heart filled with gratitude, I simply give great thanks. No more to claim, I just know it's already so. And please join me in saying, and so it is. Thank you.
Many nights we've prayed with no proof anyone could hear. In our hearts, a hopeful song we barely understood. But we are not afraid, although we know there's things to fear. We were moving mountains long before we knew we could. There can be miracles when you believe. Though hope is frail, it's hard to kill. Can achieve when you believe, somehow you will when you believe. In this time of fear, when prayer so often proved in vain, hope seemed like the summer birds too swiftly flown away. Yet now I'm standing here with heart so full I can't explain, seeking faith and speaking words I never thought I'd say. Achieve.
Thank you. Thank you.